Picture this. You're in the middle of a job interview when the person behind the desk passes you an iPad and politely asks you to play a video game. The scenario is not as unlikely as it may seem. In July, a Palo Alto startup called Knack released a mobile game for iOS called Balloon Brigade. It's supposed to be fun, but that isn't why it was designed. Balloon Brigade is actually a career aptitude test. Knack CEO Guy Haftek says he came up with the idea after being submitted to a battery of crude psychological questionnaires for a New York City job interview.
That got me thinking about what would be a better way, something that would be behavioral and would capture my real behavior, personality, abilities, and so forth.
So needless to say, you probably didn't get the job, is what you're saying.
I did not, right. That's actually right.
Eric Brynjolfsson is a professor at the MIT Sloan School and director of the MIT Center for Digital Business. He agrees the way businesses hire employees has got to change.
There's a real need to match people to jobs in a better way than we've been doing. In fact, right now, one of the reasons we have a lot of unemployment is because of a mismatch between the skills people have and the jobs that are available. So if we can be more efficient in doing that, there'll be a huge benefit. Using big data is a big part of that.
On the outside, Balloon Brigade plays a lot like Angry Birds. Players are in charge of a contraption that fills and launches water balloons at an advancing army of bad guys. The bigger you choose to fill the balloon, the more damage it does. But add too much water and the balloon will pop. Underneath its charming, cartoonish exterior, Balloon Brigade isn't just doling out points for a quick buck. Its patented algorithms are absorbing and analyzing information about how players react to new situations, whether they choose to go the extra mile to nab a few bonus points. In other words, the game is conducting a job interview. Knack CEO Guy Haftek.
We believe that Knack and Balloon Brigade are really a perfect fit for helping Gen Y, Gen X job seekers. And for those employers that are hiring volumes of applicants and have to make sure that they get the best talent, Knack, I think, offers a very good solution.
After a few levels of Balloon Brigade, players can log into a website to see their so-called Knacks, awards basically, like Quick Thinker, Cautious, or Open-Minded, that can be shared on Facebook or emailed to possible employers. Colleen Karpinski is Director of Talent and Culture at the New Hampshire Internet Infrastructure Company, Dyn.
We're a strengths-based organization, so, you know, I do kind of credit these types of tools that help to identify people's strengths rather than highlight their weaknesses. You can do a lot more with a good understanding of what your strengths are than you can with a list of things that you're not good at.
Dyn has a reputation for putting a lot of trust in their employees. They offer unlimited paid time off, for example. At their Manchester headquarters, you'll find a climbing wall, a putting green, beer on tap, as well as a host of arcade and console-based video games for employees to play. In fact, half of Dyn's conference rooms are named after video games. Colleen led me to the Super Mario room, where she sat down and played a few levels of Balloon Brigade.
Okay, so I've had a number of balloons that have just popped because I'm overfilling them. That's not going to stop me. I will continue to fill them. I think that shows determination, maybe? Stubbornness?
I asked Colleen if she thought Balloon Brigade had a place in the hiring process. She admitted it could be a great tool for helping new hires identify strengths, but she questioned whether something with such low stakes could really measure potential work performance.
Moving up and down the list of these available Knacks, you know, it's interesting to me that some of them are skills like communicating or stability. The science behind this would be really interesting, because I'm not sure if the balloon game is something that would tell you much about my communication skills.
It's not surprising that she's a little bit skeptical. From a user point of view, it is hard to imagine that a game that can be played using one single index finger can tell you so much about a person's behavior or personality. But Eric Brynjolfsson of the MIT Center for Digital Business says there is a measurable benefit to trusting the numbers.
Our own analyses show that companies that are more data-driven are about 6% more productive and more profitable than the companies that don't rely on data as much. And that cuts across the board, but it's certainly true in the area of hiring and human resources as well.
After an hour or two of playing Balloon Brigade myself, I was ready to see what it said about my job skills. I logged into the website and showed my coworkers, Zach and Rebecca. So here's my Knacks. What do you guys think?
Agreeable, dutiful, cautious.
Very cautious.
Curious, planner, perceptive. Quick thinker. Yes, yes, mm-hmm. Check, check, check. I think it's interesting that it pointed out that you're both cautious and a quick thinker, because that is sort of a rare combination of things that I would say really defines you as somebody to work with. Zach, do you think it's accurate about Taylor?
Yes.
Well, I guess it's time to update my resume. For word of mouth, I'm the cautious and quick-thinking Taylor Quimby.